Now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. 4 days before the election, President Trump is expressing confidence about a handful of must-win states. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As he left the White House for another day of campaigning, the president sounded upbeat about his prospects in several battlegrounds.
Florida's looking really great. Ohio is looking great. North Carolina is looking fantastic, actually. We think Pennsylvania's looking fantastic.
He also said Texas is looking very strong for his campaign. And Mr. Trump predicted that he would flip Minnesota, which hasn't voted for a Republican president since 1972. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Angela Charlton reports more information is coming out about that man responsible for the Nice, France terror attack on churchgoers praying that killed three.
His mother and brother spoke to Saudi television, obviously in great shock. Italian media have reported about his journey from Tunisia to the Italian island of Lampedusa, where he was then put into quarantine for a couple of weeks and then told to go home, but somehow he managed to get into France instead.
The attacker, Ibrahim Issaoui, was seriously wounded by police and is hospitalized in life-threatening condition. Anti-terrorism prosecutors in France and Tunisia are investigating. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports consumer spending continued to rise in September.
The Commerce Department reports spending increased 1.4% last month, while incomes grew 0.9%. That's the fifth straight month that consumer spending has risen, but the recent increases have been slight, reflecting an economy weakened by the coronavirus and Congress's failure to provide another stimulus package.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 157 points to 26,501, the Nasdaq plunging 274, the S&P 500 lower by 40. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
You know what stinks? Overpaying for things, and that includes your cell phone bill. That's why every day people are switching to PureTalk USA. You get the exact same coverage as the larger carriers, but at half the cost, with no contract and no excessive fees. Get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data all for just $20 a month. The average person saves $400 a year. Go to PureTalkUSA.com, enter the promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's PureTalkUSA.com, promo code HALFOFF. PureTalk USA, simply smarter wireless.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Thoughts of exiting 2020 with a bang have been snuffed out. The New Year's Eve fireworks on the Las Vegas Strip are the latest casualty of the coronavirus outbreak. Citing the need to remain safe and secure, the LVCVA has officially canceled the popular annual tradition. Back in January, more than 318,000 visitors were in town to help usher in the new year, creating an economic impact of some $250 million. Local officials say even without the fireworks show, Las Vegas will still be a top destination to help welcome in 2021. We'll just have to figure out another way to blow up 2020 for sure. And remember, we do fall back this weekend. The clocks are turned back an hour officially Sunday morning at 2, ending daylight savings time for the year and giving you an extra hour of sleep. Local fire officials also urge you to change the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. We spring forward again on Sunday, March 14th of next year. With less than 2,000 tickets available, UNLV's inaugural game at Allegiant Stadium sold out fast at $110 apiece. Remember, the Rebels play cross-state rivals UNR Saturday night kickoff at 7:30.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
It's going to be fun to see fans at Allegiant Stadium. Right now, as we check out the traffic cams, we're getting some reduced speeds on the Southern Beltway, 215 south at Pebble, 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Also, some slow flows, 215 westbound at Green Valley, and 215 west at the airport connector.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I don't know why we haven't had him on before during this election cycle. I'm glad we have him on now. He is George Harris, the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine. What prompted me to have him on, I just got my copy of Liberty Watch magazine in the mail, and I said, man, we got to have him on. George Harris, how have you been, my friend?
Well, if I was any better, they'd put me in jail.
That good, huh?
I'm having a great time and a great life, and we got a great president. I got to spend the... A day before yesterday, I was in Bullhead City, Arizona with him.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah, it was great. And Kevin, you would have been amazed. Bullhead City and the surrounding area, I mean, I'm not sure about this number, but I don't think the number goes over 2,800 residents. 30,200 people showed up.
That's incredible. And by the way, am I right? Not all of them were Republicans.
I would tell you that a good 30% were Democrats.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw more Democrats for Trump T-shirts on. It just amazed me.
Isn't that incredible? You know, we ran a montage earlier on the program that kind of gave a little bit of the history of the campaign, the 2016 campaign, election night, and on to the 4 years of this first term. And one of the I guess the term that comes to mind most often is resilience. This president keeps getting up and keeps getting up and keeps getting up, and he knows what he's going to face every day. What do you know?
74 years old.
Yeah.
He's got more energy than most 30-year-olds.
That's incredible. That is absolutely
incredible.
But
you know what? When you're 74 and you have a 14-year-old, 6'5" son, I think you have no choice but to be in the game.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Tell me about your experience in Bullhead City. Did you get a chance to speak with them?
Oh, yeah. Well, they came in. You should have seen Air Force One land. Oh, my God. I mean, people were crying. And then they pulled the plane around. He walked off the plane. They had the beast there to drive him the 455 yards, and he said, no, keep the beast, I'll walk. And he walked, and he threw hats, and he was fantastic. And, you know, and thank goodness, you know, I'm blessed because, you know, I know him, he's a friend of mine, so I get to sit right up front, which makes it cool.
No, that's great. That is great.
You got to remember, in 2015, not the 16, in 2015, when he was talking about running and nobody, you know, everybody thought it was a joke, I got called over to Phil Ruffin's office at the Treasure Island and walked into Phil's office, and there's Donald sitting down, and he goes, I'm running for president, you're going to help me.
Wow. And
it was pretty easy to say, yeah, of course I'm going to help you, because I didn't want to get fired. I didn't know if he could fire me, but I didn't want to get fired.
Tell me how he's done it, though. I mean, I'm curious, and I asked him when he was in Elko maybe 2 years ago during the midterms, and I asked him, I said, how do you get up every morning when you know that, you know, the deep state is out to get you, demo rats are out to get you, the fake news media is out to... How do you get up every morning and put one foot ahead of the other and function?
Well, I'm probably going to get bleeped by your guys. But,
oh,
you know,
please don't, please don't, please
saying.
Don't.
No, I won't. But my dad had this saying when I grew up. He said, son, I want you to always understand this, and I don't want you to ever forget this. Great men do great things, and all others shovel shit. Don't be a shit shoveler. And
okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know. That's two times. They're going to fine you twice. It's not you. You've got a lot of money. Don't worry about it.
I know.
And that's my point. He doesn't shovel poop. He gets out there, and he doesn't care. He knows these people are – look, they've got an agenda – They've got a narrative they're trying to sell. You can't sell it. I mean, look, I don't care what anybody tells you. In the Electoral College right now, we're probably somewhere around 287. The race, we've won the race, but everybody's still got to get out. And I need you guys to get out tomorrow and Sunday. No, when's the last day of early voting?
Today, 7
today.
O'clock. So less
so
than 2 hours from now.
Don't vote today. I need you out at those polls, and you're going to wait a little while. But I need you at the polls on election day, and if they try to, and if you're out there and you're waiting, and 7 o'clock comes, and they say, "Oh, we're closing the polls," you say, "No, you're not. I was in line, and you're going to let me vote." Because the only way they can win is to cheat, and they've tried cheating. You know, I don't know if you know this, but the lawyers, you know, so from Washoe County and Clark County. We asked for the voter file of everybody who's voted thus far. They gave us that. You know, it's public record, and they gave us those two files. We took those files and sent them through the NCOA, the National Change of Address. And in Clark County, like 7,400 people had moved out of the state and been out of the state, you know, since 2016, yet somehow they voted in this election. Then we bounced those lists off the National Deceased Database. In Clark County, 263 people who passed away voted in this election, and in Washoe County, 288 had passed away had voted in this election. So we know they're cheating, you know, and we know that they're doing everything they can, you know, just to stall. You know, when you ask them, hey, why aren't these people off the list? They don't have an answer. So, you know, I get the fact that they said, you know, all these people died 2 weeks ago. And then everybody understands that the ballot went to their house, and of course their siblings or their wives or husbands would vote for them. Of course, we all know that. Even though it's illegal, we all know that. That's not what happened here. Some of these people had been dead since 2016. We have an affidavit from a gal and her husband whose mother and father passed away, and somehow they voted.
So my question is, why doesn't something get done? Why isn't somebody in front of a judge somewhere?
We were in front of a judge on Wednesday, and the judge gave down his order yesterday, but today's a holiday.
So we have to wait till Monday.
The order, so we don't know if we won or lost.
So we'll have to wait till Monday. I was on the phone with Michael McDonald earlier, and he said it'll probably be Monday, first thing Monday morning, when we get the ruling from the judge.
No, the ruling was done, but no one can get a copy of it. So we don't know if we won yesterday, which means that would have given them all weekend to rectify and stop what they're doing, or that we win on Monday, or we lose on Monday. But I will tell you one thing, the games the judge played, because it's a game, you know, he did it, ha, 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 he won't be getting reelected.
Good.
I promise you that. I hope he enjoyed his time as a judge, because it's over.
Good. By the way, George Harris, the voice you're hearing, the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine, in this month's issue, you do an open letter to the governor, and I want to read the final paragraph's a stunner. It's a shame you've used this pandemic for your political purposes. You should be ashamed of yourself for using the citizens of our great state to further your political agenda. Businesses need to reopen, people need to go back to work, and children need to be back in school. Governor, open Nevada. And that is the open letter.
That's my column. I heard the governor is just angry as a hornet. Well, the governor, you know, I'm not afraid of the governor because I'm a United States citizen. I served our country. I retired from the military, and I may promise you something. I've been shot at. I'm not afraid of anybody except for the Lord himself and my wife. Those are the only two.
Let me ask you. There was talk, in fact, Michael McDonald said it, Eric Trump said it, that the president would be coming back here either before or on Election Day. Are you hearing anything that he is coming back, and if so, do you know when?
I know that Donald's coming to my hotel on Sunday. They're having a little event for him. I don't know that the president's coming back. I mean, you know, you can't. I mean, Donald will say no. We got to go here, here, and here, and then he'll just get on a plane and come back and spend 2 hours somewhere.
So you're saying he is coming into town though on Sunday.
Donald Jr. is.
Oh, Donald Jr. Sorry, my
yeah,
mistake.
Donald Jr. will be at my hotel for an event on Sunday. So,
but we have no word on the president. He's got 11 events booked for 2 days, 48 hours, 11 events, none in Vegas right now, but that doesn't mean...
Right. And by the way, that 11, by the end of today, sometime around 8 o'clock tonight, will turn into 14.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the staff can't keep up with him. I'm just telling you. I was with him all day. I was with him all day before yesterday. The guy is the Energizer Bunny.
Wow, that's incredible.
So,
well, it will be interesting to see how this thing plays out. What happens the day after the election if Donald Trump wins? Do you worry about that?
No, because that's the statement. First of all, it's going to be a big statement from the voters. I mean, it's going to be a big, healthy statement. Like you know, and you got to remember, go back, take the Wayback Machine. Okay? And remember, Kevin, I'm the guy who said way back in 2016 he's going to win the Electoral College in a landslide. Everybody laughed at me. Everybody patted me on the head, and he won the Electoral College in a landslide. You know why? Because the only thing you need to win is the Electoral College. You don't need it. If the popular vote was the thing, then nobody in the Midwest would ever have anything to do with the election because California and New York would decide. That's why we have an electoral college. For people out there that are going, what is this electoral college? We have an electoral college so every one of the 50 states has a say who's going to be the president. Now, the Democrats want to make Puerto Rico a state. That is a chilling thought because Puerto Rico is so corrupt. It's got so many problems, and I don't know why the American people would take those problems on.
And by the way, only because you're a friend, can you want to give us details on this event with Don Jr.? Is it open to the public, or is it going to be a closed event?
You know what? I wish I had the answer to that. I will tell you that look in your emails, you know, because the governor of the state of Nevada, little Stevie Sislak, says we can only have 250 people at an event.
Oh, one of those.
Because, by God, you will listen to what I say because I am the king, and if you don't, you will go bankrupt. Well, guess what? Everybody's going bankrupt, Governor. And that's what's happening. You know, I thought in Q1 we were going to get conventions back. Well, you would have to say today in Q1 you can have conventions back. You can't if you wait until the end of December, you're not going to get conventions till late Q2, late Q3, and Q means quarter. So you're not going to get conventions till the second or third quarter of next year, and that's going to hurt. If you close the bars again, which he's talking about doing on the 5th, he's talking about shutting down Washoe County again, and you close the bars, which was all rainwater and BS, the bars were closed so the larger casinos could stay afloat. You close all the bars, everybody's forced to go to the larger casinos. Don't think that any of this has to do with him giving one rat's ass about the citizenry. This is all political. Everything about this is political.
Wow. George, it is always good to visit with you. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, and maybe
Kevin, Kevin, take my word. You don't need to keep your fingers crossed. You need to go out and buy a nice Cubano cigar and a nice glass of alien tequila extra añejo and enjoy yourself on election.
George, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Always good. George Harris, the publisher of what I love to read. It is absolutely amazing to have a magazine like this, the quality of a magazine like this being produced here called Liberty Watch. That's George Harris. Good friend of the show. And but I wish he wouldn't use that language. Sorry. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The year 2030 is a pivotal year for U.S. demographics. According to the U.S. Census Bureau's 2017 national population projections, by 2030, all baby boomers will be older than 65. What does that mean for those getting ready to retire now? For answers, we turn to America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do you think of that?
Well, Steve, it's all about having a proper plan, isn't it? I mean, we look at, well, we're putting money, we sock money into 401ks or wherever, individual stock market, whatever we're doing to try to build money for retirement. If you are doing that, now I'm speaking your language. If you're not, it's time to start because most companies don't have pensions anymore. So we have to build our own pension. Building our own personal pension, very important. We call it pension maximization. Based on the money we've put away in our 401ks and the money that we put in the market or whatever, we have lump sums. I call that a lump sum time bomb because we really don't know what that lump sum can translate to as far as a lifetime income that neither us or our spouse can outlive. Steve, that's the most important thing for peace of mind in retirement or approaching retirement is knowing that we have income that's going to be there all the way through retirement. Way too many folks listening don't have this done. Every single time we meet with folks, about 5 out of 6 people have never heard about this. So let's make sure to get that pension maximization plan. You can also do it yourself if you want. You go to wealthreportcard.com, but we'll do it for you in a 22-step process behind the scenes. We start with a blank piece of paper. We design a plan based on what you want, need, and desire, based on what you've put aside. The next 10 people who call, Steve, this is over $1,000 value, because I'm going to give you a box set, a set of books as well. $1,000 value to get that peace of mind taken care of, no cost right now.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's not hard to find a real estate agent. Your aunt, your neighbor, your Uber driver, everybody knows somebody who thinks they can sell your house for you. But how do you know who's the best agent to fit your needs? I'm Heidi Harris. I'm here to tell you about Set Schedule. The hardest part about buying or selling a home is making sure you have the right real estate agent for the job. Not just somebody who knows Vegas, but somebody who knows your neighborhood and has a proven track record of selling homes in your price range. That's what's so great about Set Schedule. They compare hundreds of agents from different firms to find you the perfect realtor for your needs. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-HOMES-30. They'll find you the ideal match in minutes. When it comes to buying or selling a home, don't settle for the recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend. Call 888-HOMES-30 and find the right agent. That's 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30. Set Schedule. Ready, set, home.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I tell you what. If you ever find the Liberty Watch magazine, it is absolutely fascinating. I mean, it really is. And the cover... it has a big blue mask on it, and it says politics or pandemic lockdown, the new totalitarianism. It's a column by Jeffrey Tucker, but really good stuff. I want you to hear Chris Steierwalt, pretty smart dude. He is the digital editor and political director for Fox News Channel. And again, Fox News Channel has changed. I don't think anybody would dispute that. But he was on with Harris Faulkner this morning, and said that the Trump leading on economy going into the elections is probably a really, really smart play. This is a cut five. This is Chris Steierwalt with Harris Faulkner earlier today.
It's been a mixed bag for him, but definitely leaning into the economy is his strong suit. That's the place where he has remained basically at parity with Biden among likely voters' estimations of who is better on what question. Trump, for all of his travails and all of the voters that he's lost over time, Americans still see him as connected to economic prosperity, and that is his long suit. That's the place he's got to go. Biden, on the other hand, is playing to his own long suit, which is about healthcare, it's about the coronavirus, and it's about the administration and the federal government's failings on that front. That's where Biden wants to be. That's where Trump wants to be. So we get a nice microcosm, a nice distillation of where these two candidates and campaigns are as we go into the closing days.
Is it enough for the president to promise a coronavirus relief bill that will be, you know, the biggest and the best? I'm paraphrasing him a little bit, but he said that earlier today as he was about to travel outside the White House. Is that enough going into this against the Biden wave, if you will, of allegations of how things haven't been handled right and facts about where the numbers are right now, so on and so forth?
Of all of the things that Trump did not do this year that sort of has confounded me was that he did not see to it that there was another big spending bill on coronavirus. The fact that he got basically fenced in by Mitch McConnell and outridden by Nancy Pelosi here, they should have made this